Chag Sameach, and a good evening to all, a good Moed. It is now Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and this evening I would like to learn a halacha related to Chol HaMoed, and then extend that sugya in the halacha to a Divrei Hashkafa, to Zman Simchasenu, because it's the time to be happy, and that means if we leave the shir any less happy than the moment we came, it's not good. We should only be happier.
We're always happy.
Every minute. So, Torah is Mesameach. What does the Torah say in Sefer Devarim, Perek Dezayin? Shalosh pa'amin b'shana yireh kol zechorach es me'ah shem elokecha. 3 times a year, you got to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. B'makom asher yivchar. B'chag ha'matzos. B'chag ha'shivos. B'chag ha'sukos. So you got to show up aliyah l'regel 3 times a year. V'lo yireh es me'ah shem reikam. You may not appear empty-handed when you visit the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. So the Rambam actually counts 2 out of the 613 mitzvos on the double-edged sword, the two sides of the coin over here. There's a positive commandment, namely Asei Nun Gimel, He Shetzivana Leheiraot B'Regalim. We are commanded to appear on the Shalosh Regalim, and that's what the Torah says in Parsha Kisisa, Shalosh B'Amin B'Shana Yireh Kol Zechorecha. It's Ever Shemos. Beautiful. So the Rambam elaborates the mitzvahs that you should go up to the Beis HaMikdash with every zachar sheyuchal aleches baraglav. So once a person has the physical capabilities of making the walk to the Beis HaMikdash, he should go and bring a korban ola when he appears to the Beis HaMikdash. Beautiful. But what's the los aseh? What are you not allowed to do? You can't appear empty-handed. Very good. So the los aseh kufnun vav. Sheziranu says the Rambam, me alot la regel mi bli korban sheyiye imanu v'nakwi venusham. So you're not allowed to show up to the Beis HaMikdash unless you have a korban with you to bring, right? Because that's what the Torah said in Parshas Re'e. You have to show up, A, and B, bring a korban, which means if you were to show up without a korban, you showed up empty-handed, so you violated a mitzvah. Okay, there it is. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga really summarizes the halacha so beautifully about the halachas related to the chagim and chol hamoed. And in halacha aleph, the Rambam again says, Shalosh mitzvos aseh nistavu yisrael b'chol regel mishlosh regalim. So we would basically have to do 3 distinct things. Imagine if we had the Beis HaMikdash today, and we were celebrating Sukkot in Yerushalayim. So we'd have to go aliyah l'regel, yeirei kol zechorecha. So we have to bring a korban chagiga, and we'd have to bring a korban simcha. Now, Re'iyah does not literally mean to just see the Beis HaMikdash or appear in front of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a reference to a korban. Ha-re'iyah ha-amur b'torah hi she-yei-re'eh p'nei panav b'azara b'yom tev-arishin shel-chag v'yavo imo korban ola. Whether it's that of a chicken or an animal or whatever. But that's the main mitzvah we need to dwell on this moment. The mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, of being ola, to appear in front of the Beis HaMikdash, by definition requires a korban. And the Rambam again, and they're right. If you showed up to the Azara on the first day, let's say of Sukkot, and you did not have a korban ola with you, so here's what he writes: not only did you not fulfill the mitzvahs aseh, rather, you violated the los aseh. Now let's ask a basic question on the Rambam: why did you not fulfill the mitzvah aseh? Did you show up to the Beis HaMikdash or not? What was the mitzvah? Was the mitzvah to show up to the Beis HaMikdash?
No.
Ah, it was not. It was the mitzvah. What was the mitzvah?
To come with a korban.
Ah, to show up with a korban. So if you show up without a korban, it's equivalent to what? It's equivalent to what?
You didn't show up.
As if you didn't show up. Okay. So that makes sense.
Or you're showing up incorrectly.
So the Rambam says not only did you violate the los aseh because you showed up in the hand, you didn't even fulfill the aseh. So in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, "Don't worry if you didn't erstu. I just emailed you the marmakomos. Mi shelo hikuv beyom tov harishon. Okay, not everybody is a yekah. You didn't show up on the first day of the holiday and bring your korban. You didn't bring the korbanos, the olas re'iyah and the shamech hagiga. You can bring the korbanos b'shoyim osachag. You have 7 days of the holiday. Very nice, very nice. And they're all making up tashlumin for the first day. Okay." So you have a 7-day window to bring these korbanos, and Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, guess what? Olas re'iyah v'shamei chagiga einan dochin lo'as ha-shabbos v'lo'as ha-tumah. You may not bring these korbanos on Shabbos. Because you know why? If a korban must be brought on the day and a Shabbos, you can bring it. These korbanos don't need to be brought on the first day of the holiday. They can be brought all holiday long. Since you have a 7-day window, that's not enough of a reason to be docha Shabbos. So if you wanted to bring the korban olas v'iyah this past Shabbos, the halacha would say no. Just bring it after Shabbos. Why would you choose to specifically violate Shabbos? It's not allowed. So therefore, this korban may not be brought on Shabbos, being that there's an open window of 7 days to bring the korban. So this year, the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. So what would the halacha be? You may not bring the korban olas v'iyah this past Shabbos, even though it's the first day of Sukkot. You'd all go on Sunday. We'd all go Bezer Hashem the day after Shabbos. But here's an amazing question the Achronim deal with. Would you argue that there's still a mitzvah to appear in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? Because after all, the Torah says, show up to the Beis HaMikdash on Aliyah LeRegel. Now, usually, you have to bring a korban. And in fact, if you don't bring a korban, it's worth bupkis, according to the Rambam. But hey, it's Shabbos. I can't bring the korban anyway today. So would anyone argue that it's preferable to show up, albeit empty-handed, but here it's fine because it's Shabbos? Or do you say, no, there's no advantage to even showing up on Shabbos because you don't have a korban? And would you argue it's even usser because you're not allowed to show up empty-handed? Oh, all right, this is a kasha. Achronim have a field day with this kasha. What would you say?
But if you're going to bring it later, so therefore it's not like you're not chayav, right?
Very good. Yeah, so since you can bring it later, therefore what? You can bring the korban on day two of the holiday.
You're not over lo yero.
Oh, so you're saying it's an extended window.
I'm saying that. I was thinking, well, no, it's not that you're not over. It means you can't get the punishment.
Meaning the Ribon Shalom can't punish you for showing up empty-handed, being that you ended up bringing the korban?
Because
the window's not over. Right.
But would it be expected that you could go for go on Shabbos without a korban and then leave and come back later?
Imagine the Kotel Plaza being dead empty this past Shabbos because no one wants to dare show up chas v'shalom without a korban. That'd be very strange to say that it would be like forbidden to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That would be very, very strange. So the question at hand is, what's the relationship between A, showing up in the Beis HaMikdash, and B, bringing the korban? Do you view them as intertwined, and you literally cannot have one without the other? Or do you say, no, they're two distinct mitzvos, and they happen to coincide most of the time? That's the shaila. Now, Rav Nevensal Shlita, he has a sefer, Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeha, and he says, what if you can't bring the korban because it's Shabbos, so you can't bring the olas re'iyah? So is there still a mitzvah of re'iyah to go on Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash? Now, this is a question coming from the old city of Yerushalayim. Rav Nevensal lives in the old city. And he says, maybe you'll show up on Shabbos, at least do that mitzvah, and you'll supplement, you'll bring the korban at a later date. He says, I'm not sure. Now, if you ask Mandelstam a question, and I say, I'm not sure, you know what it means? It means, I'm not sure. When you ask Rav Nevensal, and he says, I'm not sure. What he means is, well, I know what the Gemara has to say about it. I know what the Rishonim have to say about it. I know what the Achronim have to say about it. And I'm not sure which side is right. And in the footnote, they explain, Rav Nevensal Sefer, there's a Machlokas Achronim between the Minchas Chinuch and the Turei Evan. So the Turei Evan, Meseches Chagiga, and Zayinim and Aleph, he wants to argue that the Ein Korban Ma'akev leMitzvahs V'iyas Panim. That's right, underline. Meaning, they're two distinct mitzvos. And that means, hypothetically, you can fulfill one without the other, almost on a time delay. So let's say you show up to the Beis HaMikdash on Monday. You did a mitzvah. If you end up bringing the korban on Tuesday. Meaning, or let's say, hypothetically, you send the shaliach to bring your korban on Tuesday. But you showed up on Monday. Meaning, you can combine your re'iyah, the face-to-face in the Beis HaMikdash, and you can combine that with the korban. They don't need to be mamish together. And you could even fulfill the mitzvah potentially at nighttime, where you cannot bring a korban, because you're still doing the mitzvah of showing up, and you could still fulfill the mitzvah potentially on Shabbos, even without the korban. As long as you eventually do both the showing up and the bringing of the korban, they could be combined. Beautiful Turi Evan. There's a lot to say there. There's more to say on the Turi Evan. That's the summary, basically, of it. But the Minchas Sinach says, that's not what the Rambam said. Not what the Rambam said. If you look at the Rambam made it very clear that if you showed up...
Not on Shabbos.
Ah, he wasn't talking about Shabbos. That's true. That the Rambam, though, argues the Minchas Sinach, and the Minchas Sinach is just arguing on the sheet of the Rambam, that if you show up without a korban, it's as if you didn't show up. It's basically what the Rambam says. But, doesn't mean it's usher to show up if it's Friday night. Meaning, let's say you show up on Friday night. You want to daven Kabbalah Shabbos in the base of Migdash. Beautiful. So it's not usher because what? You're going to pin me down on Avera? I can't bring the korban. It's nighttime. It's Shabbos. Or you show up Shabbos morning. Daven Vasikin. Beautiful. But don't kid yourself. You didn't do any mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel yet. Because you cannot say you fulfilled the mitzvah of having shown up at the base of Migdash unless you brought a korban simultaneously. So that's the big difference. He says, Ava b'layla o b'shabbos, underlined at the end of Minchas Sinach, b'vada einu asr liknos ba'azar, ki lo shayach reikam, im einu bar korban. You can't say he violated, don't show up reikam. He's supposed to be empty-handed. It's asr to bring a korban. However, v'tzarech achar kach b'shabbos korban lehit ra'ot, oda pa'am. But you do have to show up a second time. So Turei Evan would say that you don't have to show up a second time. You can combine your Re'iyah and your Korban at separate times, and they're beautifully combined at a later date. But the Minchas Sinach would say they always need to be together. There's no such thing as showing up without a Korban. It's not considered showing up. Beautiful Machlokas Achronim was practical for this year when the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. Again, the Turei Evan would say you still get a mitzvah midah raisa, seemingly, if you were to show up to the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Beautiful. However, the Minchas Sinach would say there's no problem with showing up to the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, but it's not the formal Kiyum HaMitzvah of showing up to the base of Mikdash on Regel. Beautiful, beautiful Lamdas and Achronim, a pet favorite sugya, thanks to the beautiful Yerushalayim Medev Rav Nevensal. But here it is, the Gedolei Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch versus the Turei Evan, and a lot more to say in those sources. But I wanted to use this sugya as a springboard to say that so much of Sukkos is about this duality of ironically showing up and seemingly really doing nothing. I'm just showing up. And that's all I have to bring to the table right now. Just my very presence is all I have to offer. A. And B is, no, I'm showing up with a korban. I have something to offer. I have something to offer. And we're going to see that the simcha of Sukkot, ironically, is when you realize that just showing up and offering whatever you have to offer is the source of simcha. And sometimes just showing up is offering yourself. And that's a beautiful source of simcha. Because when you realize that you are in the place you're supposed to be, contributing that which you're supposed to contribute, that is the source of simcha and a major component of the simcha, specifically Sukkot, as we will see. Because the Gemara in Masechah Sukkah describes the simcha's ben shueva. And there is a line that is said by Shammai HaZaken, I'm sorry, by Hillel HaZaken, that is very ironic. Tanya, Nun Gimel HaManav Masechah Sukkah. Amru alav al Hillel HaZaken. Kishaya sameach b'simchas beis ha-shoeva. What was the line he said when he showed up the simchas beis ha-shoeva? He said, Amar kein, im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, everything is here. Vim ein ani kan, mi kan. And if I'm not here, who is here? And then he would go on to say that my legs take me to the place I want to go. Im tavo el beisi, if you come to my home, ani avo el beisecha, I'll go to your home. Im ata lo tavo el beisi, if you don't come to my home, ani lo avo el beisecha, I'm not going to come to your house. Now, the second line is very, very difficult to understand, even logically. But at first glance, the first line is an extremely egotistical line. What does that mean? If I'm here, everything's here. Im ani kan hakol kan.
If you look at the sefer, the second part of that quote.
Yeah. Right, because if I'm not here, mi kan, right? So it's about peoples. If I'm here, everyone. Very nice diuk, Stuart. Excellent diuk. Very good. But very, sorry, sorry. All right, what does it mean? So if I'm here, everyone's here. Right, very good. So Stuart's saying, at least it means if I'm here, everyone is here. We don't know what that means. But that's seemingly what he's saying. Very good points, Stuart. Yeah.
I like the deer, but Rocco, if I'm here, everything's here means I have all my needs will be met here.
Ah, very nice. All my needs will be met here. All right, so that's already an interpretation.
If I'm here, that means I don't need to have something from there.
Very nice. So at first glance, a rookie reading of this Gemara would mistake Hillel HaZaken for someone like this. Because I'm here, no one else needs to show up. The party has arrived. And when I leave, the party leaves.
Hillel in the house.
Right. Hillel in the house, right? That is so not what this Gemara means. But that is so how this Gemara sounds, right? That's how this Gemara sounds, right? Like some, you know, a contemporary social media guy. Like, I have the most likes. I'm the coolest guy in town. And we have everything we need because I'm here. Chas v'chalil. Chas v'chalil. Chazal praise Hillel for being particularly humble, not an egotistical social media influencer. So what does Rashi say over here? Rashi says Hillel is speaking on behalf of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's interesting. And he's telling the public, Shelo yechtu b'shmo shel kadosh baruch hu, meaning, im ani kan, if I, the Ribono Shel Olam, I'm here, hakol kan, kol zman sheni chafetz b'bayis zeh, meaning, if I, Hashem, am here, then the Shechina is here. And everyone's going to end up coming to my house. I'm a big draw. The Ribono Shel Olam is a big draw. That's okay. But if you sin, Hashem says, I'm going to leave my house. So Hillel was giving a Musar Shmuz on behalf of the Ribono Shel Olam, saying, I'm here, and if you want me to stay here, don't sin. And the goal of Hillel's statement was to warn Klal Yisrael from sinning. Okay, very, very, very nice. The Marsha quotes Rashi, and he respectfully disagrees, based on some, you know, questions. He's not going to go into the full, you know, issue he has over here. But he says, "Velule perusho nira," which is, you know, a nice way of saying, if not for Rashi, I would say, meaning, you know, respect to Rashi, I think the pshat is as follows, that he was saying as follows. Im ani kan she'avo l'mikdash ha'kol shehu ha'kodesh baruch hu. I mean, if I'm here, so Hashem is also here. So he's not speaking on behalf of Hashem, he's speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, if we come here, then Hashem wants to be here also. Hashem's presence is based on our presence. If we don't show up, Hashem won't show up. If we show up, then Hashem shows up. All right, but again, you got to ask on the Marsha what? It's not what did Hillel say? He didn't say if we show up, he said what? If I show up in the singular, right? So the Magid, Torah Samagid Shabbos Umwadim, that is what we call Rav Dov Ber. Rav Dov Ber. So we go, you have to open up the Chassidish Shasvarim to get a different shot over here. And I spoke to the great Rav Bergstein Shlita. I said to Bergstein after 1:45 with Achille Lubavitch. By the way, there's a Fabringen tonight at 9:30 in Lubavitch. So Sukkot, I might go. So, you know, I'm not one to Fabring, but tonight, you know, hang out with Bergstein, you know, Newport. Yeah, you know, that's a good place to be at 9:30 p.m. this evening. So
don't drive.
I will not be drinking and I will be driving. You know, I'll make sure. And I'm not worried too much about that. I hope they let me stay. So whatever, we'll see what the rules are. I've never Fabring before, but I'll be the Litvak. Well, you know, they love me. We have a good relationship. So I said to Rav Bergstein, knew what's shot in Imani Kara Kolkan. He said, the Hasidim have a taich, but we were in the middle of the Anshad Babich parking lot after Mincha. It was like a war zone, so we didn't have time to finish the conversation. But hopefully tonight we'll finish the conversation. But I therefore thought to look up the Hasidish Sfarim. And Rav Dov Ber says, no, this is the humble Hillel that we're used to. So he says like this. You want to compare a penny to a nickel? That's fine. You want to compare a penny to a dollar? Okay, maybe. But you can't compare a penny to like a gem, a ruby worth millions, you know? So he wants to say like this. The Zimus Beshoeva, they were being Shoeva Ruch HaKodesh. That's what was Shoeva, right? It's a Machlokas, what the Shoeva was, right? Tosfos already mentions, right, based on the Yerushalmi, right? They were Shoeva Ruch HaKodesh. Was a reference to the Shiva of the Mayim, to the Nusach HaMayim, or was it Ruch HaKodesh? Okay? But therefore says Rav Dov Ber. Vezeu, im ani ashafel barkan. If I, Hillel, little Hillel, he's talking about himself as a humble man, if I could come here to attach myself to the Ruach HaKodesh, then everybody should be here. Hakol, if I can do it, then everybody can do it. Because if even little me could tap into the Ruach HaKodesh, kulam chashuvim imeni, well, everyone's more important than me. So therefore, everyone can do it. And if I can't do it, mikan, ki kulam ayin negdo yisbarach. Meaning, if I am unable to do it, the idea being that then no one can really compare themselves to the Ribon Shalom. But if I can do it, everyone can do it. So again, it requires... Yes, excellent. So back to Stewart's Degemi's people. But in a totally different read of the Gemara, we'll say the Chassidus Shetaych from Rav Dov Ber is as follows. If I can do it, everyone can do it. If any kind of, I can make my way to the Ruach HaKodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash, in my place, so you know, you also have your place to do it. You can do it also. Now, obviously, you can ask yourself, it's not really 100% true, meaning, if you have the greatest tzaddikim show up in the Beis HaMikdash, so would you argue there's front row seating and back row seating, and, you know, like, they're different madrigals and klal Yisrael, right? So I wanted to connect this to an amazing machlokes in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah on an aleph and aleph says that chasidim ba'anshei maisa haim rakte b'fneim, that having discussed the Levim recently in the Mishnah concludes by saying the greatest Jews would dance in front of them. In front of them. So who are they? So the Piskevid says that they would dance in front of the Levim. So Zyanta says no. They would dance in front of the onlookers. Meaning, how ironic it would be that if you showed up to the Beis HaShoeva, or the greatest Simchas Beis HaShoeva nowadays, and the Rebbes were all there for you. They were there for you. What are they there for? What are they there for you, to show you that you have a connection. You have a connection. Do you know, I was recently in Monticello, celebrating my father's 70th birthday. And there, what's the big minion factory over there? Visionets, I think, right? Visionets. So I'm there at Visionets, a great place. Visionets at Gibbers or something. Gibbers is maybe the name of the street. And I don't know exactly. And I don't know all the details over there. But I dove in there a couple times. Beautiful, beautiful place. And I'm looking at the schedule. And I couldn't understand something on the schedule for Mincha. It was like an asterisk by one of the minyanim. So I pull over these little Visionets, Chassidish kids. They're like, you know, hocking around, like, you know. Like fourth graders over there. And I said, what does this mean? They said, that means the Rebbe davens in that minyan. So mincha is a half hour. So don't daven it. So they were saying, if you want to daven with the Rebbe, you go there. If you don't want to daven with the Rebbe, wink, wink, you want a shorter mincha, you don't go there. So thank you very much. And guess what happened? Just then, the Rebbe walks in. It's a regular Wednesday night. I'm in like the lobby area, you know, hocking with these Visionets kids. And the Rebbe himself walks in with a beautiful white bekasher. He looks like a malach, unbelievable presence. And he looks at this little yummy vision of this chassidish kid, who's, you know, hocking with me, whatever. And the Rebbe just puts his hands on the kid's little face, it gives him a smile, and he keeps on walking out to his office. The kid felt like $1 million. The Rebbe stopped to acknowledge that I exist, to play, you know, give me a little hello, a little shalom aleichem. Unbelievable.
You're reading it all wrong.
No. I read that. I you have more experience in these things? AV, oh, we only have 5 minutes left. No. Don't ruin my fear.
You were talking to the kid, so he tried to restore his...
He was keeping him away from me. He saw. I hear. It was like an urgent pikuach nefesh issue.
Undo whatever...
You know, AV, we have to start. You know, yeah. Thank you for the muster. Okay, all right. I hear that. That's a good shot. I never thought of it that way. Thank you. All right. But the idea is that, okay, you know, the idea is that everyone on Sukkot seems to feel like they have a place. I love this reading of Rav Dov Ber in the Gemara over there, because the idea being that you enter the Simchas Beis HaShoeva to feel like you belong. Sukkot is a time to feel like you belong, even if you normally don't feel like you belong. There's no greater simcha than showing up to the Beis HaMikdash with your korban and Hashem accepting it just as much as the Rebbe's korban. There's no greater mitzvah for the Rebbe to show up to the Beis HaMikdash than for you to show up to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Hashem says, I want all of you to show up to the Beis HaMikdash with the exact same korban olos for you. The exact same one. Okay, different korbanos were based on financial means. But you know what? You bring your korban and everyone's the same and you're all equally demanded to be there. You're all summoned and you're all wanted there. The Baruch Hashem wants you there. Unbelievable idea. Because you get to Koheles. And you know what Shlomo HaMelech says? What is actually worth anything in life? We're going to read it the Shabbos, Bezos Hashem. Sof tavar kol nishmas elokim yara, the end of the Megillah, second to last pasuk in the whole Megillah. Yara ves mitzvos of Shemor. Elokim yara ves mitzvos of Shemor. Ki ze kol ha'adam. All of man is to fear the Ribono shel Olam and keep the mitzvos. That's all of man after Shlomo Melech's entire explorations and journeys in his lifetime. That's his conclusion. But the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, what does that mean? Ze kol ha'adam. This is all of man. What is a ze kol ha'adam? So you know what Rabbi Elazar says? The whole world was created for you. The guy who fears God. And Rabbi Bar Kana basically says the same thing. That Shakul Zeh, the guy who fears God, Keneged Kol HaOlam Kulam. He is just as important as the rest of the world. And there are basically three different pshatim in the Gemara over there, but they're all basically saying that if you fear the Ribono Shel Olam, you matter just as much as anything else in the world. Because Shlomo Melech, basically the whole Megillah is trying to say, what's better than what? This wine is better than that wine, that play is better than that play, that chachma is better than that chachma. And in the end, you know what he concludes? Anyone who fears the Ribono Shel Olam is equal. There is no advantage. Once you fear Hashem, you're all in the category of you matter, and the whole world is worth it just for you, because you have tapped into what actually matters in this world. When we approach Sukkot, we have to recognize that it's a time for us to ask ourselves, are we, so to speak, showing up? Are we showing up? Because when people would show up to the Beis HaMikdash, they were humbled. And the Gemara Masechta Sukkot Gimel Amud Aleph says, well, the people who were Chassidim Ran Shemaisa, they would say, Baruch Hashem, we never sinned. Baruch Hashem, that we didn't mess up. And the Balei Tshuva, they would say, well, Baruch Hashem, our elders never sinned. They could serve as a kapara for us. But you know what everyone ended up doing? They ended up finding their place. When you were at the Simchas Beis Yehovah, you couldn't help but realize where you fell in the crowd. And it begged you to ask yourself, does Hashem really want me here? Because if you were an Anshe Maisa, a Chassid, you would say, Baruch Hashem, we didn't let anyone down. Baruch Hashem. And if you were a Baal Tshuva, you would say, I got to step up. And Baruch Hashem for my Zaidi, who's going to daven for you, be a Melech Yosher. But the very experience of being in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam told you, you have to ask yourself, are you in the circle around the Ribono Shel Olam? Where do you lie in the circle? Where do you lie? And we're going to approach Simchas Torah. Haba Aleinu L'Tova, we're going to read Zos HaBracha. It's an amazing idea. Tova Tziva L'Ad Moshe. Moshe Gilas Yaakov. And the next pasuk is Vayibishu and Melech Bis Asef Rashi Am Yachashiv L'Yisrael. You know what Hirsch says on that pasuk? When all the leaders of Klal Yisrael are Ne'esvu El HaTorah, his Achdu B'Kach Shiftei Yisrael. He puts the pasuk Dalet and Hay together, and he explains that the Torah is a binding agent for all of Klal Yisrael. Again, Vayibishurun Melech, what's the Melech? That they being Torah. Meaning when all of the heads of Klal Yisrael, they gather together via Torah, HaTorah hi achibur hayachid, hama'achid es kol chelkei ha'am ha'yehudi. It's an unbelievable reading of a verse. That if you think you're a leader, and you're a big shot, you're going to think that you're better than that other big shot. And you have 12 shvatim, that head of the shevet is going to think he's better than that head of the shevet. It's going to be very dangerous. But the Torah keeps everyone anchored. And when you have 12 shvatim working with the centrality of Torah, then they all are combined to recognize one as equidistant from the other. Because they're all viewing themselves as related to the Torah. And in relationship to the Torah, we're all equal. When we all show up to the Simchas Beis Yehovah, we're all equal. So the idea being that when we show up Simchas Torah, what's going to happen? Who's going to get an aliyah? What does the Rambam record in Shulchan Aruch? Everyone's going to get an aliyah. Every single Jew is going to get an aliyah. The minhag is to take out all the Sifrei Torah, to go around the bima, says the Rama, just like with a lulav. V'akol mishum simcha. We also want to have a lot of kruim. Beautiful. So the Rav beautifully explained that, again, it's not just because of simcha, but the Rav contrasted the hoshanos we do during the week of Sukkot, because what do? We circle what? The Torah in the middle. The Torah is in the middle. And we hold mitzvos on the outside. And what does it symbolize? We need our lulav and our esek. We need our mitzvos to connect to the center. What's the center? Right, the Torah, meaning the Ribono Shel Olam. But what do we do on Simchas Torah? What do we do on Simchas Torah? The middle is empty. And the idea is that we hold the Torah ourselves, and we try to connect to that center, namely the Ribono Shel Olam via the Torah. And the Rav committed to the Gemara at the end of Maseches Tainis is that at the end of time, the tzaddikim will all be equidistant from the Ribono Shel Olam. And you know, the Gemara therefore said no one should be on the bima on Simchas Torah. Why not? Because if you're on the bima, that's not respectful to the Ribono Shel Olam. Because on Simchas Torah, we view it as if we're circling the bima with the Ribono Shel Olam in the middle. And the idea is that when we hold the Torah on the outside, that's the way to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. That the idea is Sharaka de limud Torah, says the Rav, then we get to Hashem's closest. The Chol HaNakuda should be eagles misaviv. That the Torah keeps us grounded to the middle, and it's almost mamish identical to Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch in Zoza Bracha says that the Torah is what keeps the leaders from going off the deep end and becoming egotistical, and it keeps us grounded. So I think, putting everything together and summarizing for the sake of clarity, Sukkot is a time of simcha. There is an overwhelming emotion by many to argue, how can I be happy when I don't matter? I don't matter. I'm not as important as the next guy. And the halacha reminds you is that, what do you mean? Hashem has called you and invited you to the base of Mikdash. And you can show up with your korban. And that is an A plus, that is sufficient. And you know what? When it comes to reality, as long as you're holding on to the Torah, you're literally equidistant from the Ribono Shel Olam than anybody else who holds on to the Torah. There's no concept of saying, well, I'm in third place, I'm in fourth place, I'm in fifth place, when you're holding on to a Torah. When you're holding on to a Torah and you're in that circle of people holding on to the Torah, you're mamish equidistant from the Ribono Shel Olam. So if I'm not mistaken, everybody here should be very proud of themselves. You know why? Because you show up to a shiur on a Wednesday night, it means you're holding on to the Torah. And it means you're just as close to the Ribono Shel Olam as anybody can possibly be. And you showed up to the Simchas Beis Shoeva, the Chassid and the Anshei Maitza would be dancing for you, kiviyachol, to say thank you for showing up. And you know what happened? There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos that said that Moshe Rabbeinu shows up in the next world. The Torah in this week's Parsha and Zaza Bracha, Hashem tells Moshe, this is the land I swore to Avraham and Yaakov, lay more. It always means I'm telling you something to tell to someone else. So you know what the Gemara Bracha says? Hashem is telling Moshe, I want you to report that I did my job. I want you to report it. When you get to the next world, Moshe, tell Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov that I did my job. It's an amazing Or HaChaim that says that, you know what, maybe the idea was that maybe when Moshe gets there, he needs to prove himself to the Avos. And Hashem says, Moshe, go tell them what you did, that you got my children to Eretz Yisrael, and the Avos will accept you for doing your job. And taking this Or HaChaim to the context of this shir, you know, even Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a tafkid. He fulfilled his tafkid, he gets the shkoyach from the Avos. And his tafkid was his tafkid. But our tafkid is also our tafkid. And everyone should be zocha to be proud of their tafkid, because everyone's equidistant from the Moshe Rabbeinu on the circle. Hold on to the Torah and realize that your place is just as important as the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we should all be besimcha, because we matter, the Moshe Rabbeinu wants us and is excited to dance with us. Kiviyachol and chag zman. Simchasenu.